Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, how about this? Two games on the slate tonight in Monday Night Football, and we will start in moments with the Dolphins hosting the Jets. I think I saw D-Day retweet this not long ago. Miami is wearing these sweet uniforms tonight. Oh, these are good looking.
Nice black uniform with like teal and orange trim. It is sensational.
And I'm not a I knew you would do that. I'm not a big black uniform guy. Like, all black, I'm like, eh, all right. But there's something about these neon colors. I think that's what it is. It's the black with the, you know, sort of the neon teal and the orange. It pops. What are they calling these bad boys? Did I send this to myself?
It's the Rivalry Edition, right?
The Rivalry Edition,
yeah. Isn't it the Rivalry Series?
Yeah. Which, Dark Water.
The Dolphins and the Jets.
Dark Water.
Oh.
Oh, when the night falls, it's Dark Water in Miami. Yeah, I think they look sharp. Yeah, and I'm not a big black uniform guy, like I said. But I like these. These are sharp.
I don't love them. And I think it's because, like, this is my overarching theory on uniforms. If you have a cool traditional jersey, don't go away from it. Like, I like the Dolphins' normal jerseys and even the throwback ones. Like, their colors are already cool enough. Like, I like the white iteration with, like, the teal stuff, or you do the teal ones or aqua, whatever, you know,
aqua.
Actual color name, aqua. So I don't really love the black. Like, maybe I don't have, like, a good way to articulate it, but, like, I am a traditionalist. Like, when I look on my TV, I want to know who's playing, and I feel like black with the Dolphins, like,
So if the Titans, maybe they've done this once or twice. I don't think so. If they wore red jerseys, would you just lose your mind? Because they have
red.
I started to say you did, right?
They were bad.
Ooh.
So it was like this. I don't even think it was like normal red. I think it was like a shade darker. It was almost like crimson and navy.
Okay.
You're just like, what is this? Like, at least the team was good back then, but the uniforms were atrocious. We looked like the Texans. You don't want to look like one of your division rivals in an iteration of your jersey.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now. This is a picture of Derrick Henry back in the day. It's not terrible, but it's not great. I see what you're saying. Every now and then, I'll see someone mock up my Texas Longhorns in, like, black jerseys, and it's just like, or a burnt orange helmet. I'm like, absolutely not. It looks terrible. It depends on the color scheme. It depends on the tradition as well. You know, if you have a team like Oregon, they're known for that. But if you're a traditional college football team, I don't want to see like a Penn State or a Bama or a Texas or someone like that go with alternate uniforms. But I guess with the Dolphins, but the Dolphins have a great history too. A little weird. I like the name, Dark Water. Dark Water. Yeah.
Sounds like a sewage problem.
That's a sexy cologne.
It sounds like something
Dark
that should
water.
Be done in Detroit.
Oh, God. Stay out of the dark water. You don't want to know what's in there. You don't want to know. We had a sewage line break at 3:28 this morning. Do not go close to the dark water. Well, we're going to dip our toe in the water when it comes to some bets tonight. That's what we're going to do. So let's start. We got two games on the schedule. We have the Bengals at the Broncos, and then the early game is the Jets at the Dolphins. So let's start there. And by the way, if you want to bet on these games, we can help you out. You can go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. A pro football no sweat token is yours at BetMGM, and you get your stake back in bonus bets, even if you don't win. Tonight in Miami, where the Dolphins will be wearing their dark water uniforms. The Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. They're minus 150 on the money line. The J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets are plus 125. And the total is 45. Chelsea Messenger, let me defer to you here. I like a total in this game. I'm not crazy about a side. I might lean to the Jets. I don't believe in the Dolphins at all. It certainly helps New York that they get Justin Fields back at quarterback. But when it comes to a side, not particularly something I'm thrilled about.
I'm not thrilled about it either, but it does make me like kind of shake my head that the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody been watching this team? The defense is a disaster. Tua looks like he's seeing ghosts, and the culture is absolutely terrible in Miami to where players aren't even showing up on time to meetings, even though they're getting fined. Like, they're still showing up late. So it just feels like Mike McDaniel has kind of lost control of this team. So when you're telling me this team needs to win by a field goal for me to win my bet, I'm not so sure about that. I understand some people are going to say, okay, desperation, they need to win this game. We've seen this story before. Just because you're losing game doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're going to figure it out just because you're desperate. He's been desperate the whole season. Mike McDaniel, have you seen him? He looks like, you know, he's a dead man walking on the sideline. So when you add Justin Fields to the mix, and we've seen this Dolphins struggle against mobile quarterbacks. I understand Josh Allen is one of one, but Daniel Jones as well in the first game of the season. I think it's going to be a big game for Justin Fields. And I do think if the Jets are playing in a game script that's a little bit more positive than some of their other games, Breece Hall might have a big night as well, because I do think this is a Jets team that wants to run the football. Aaron Glenn said that at the start of the year. He said, this is a team that's going to run the football. But the problem is they have been playing from behind in a lot of these games. So I don't think it's going to be the case in this one. But Jinx, I just cooked this up, and word of advice, like, same game teasers are not the most plus EV bet.
Oh, here we go.
But if you're trying to get creative, Jets plus 8.5 over 39.5. What do we think?
I'll play that. I like that a lot. Yeah, that's a good one. Because I like the over in this game, and I like the Jets on the money line. So I'll absolutely play that. Okay. You want to make that a squad play? You're probably going to have some prop bets. I'm not a big prop person, as we know, but I like that a lot. Use that.
Yeah. My one reservation is that it feels like it makes too much sense. And here's where you have to be careful on same game teasers, because one side can be a runaway winner. Say the Jets win this game outright and you had your 8.5 points that you paid for. But then what about the Dolphins offense? Like, if the Dolphins offense can't get anything going and Tua looks again like he can only throw to his first read, and usually that read is like Devin Achan, and he's going to run it for minus 3 yards.
Yeah.
There is a problem, and that is a problem with your total at 39.5. I do think we see points in this game, though. Like, it feels like it makes sense, but Jenks, how many plays, quote, made sense over the weekend that didn't hit? As somebody who was on a teaser on both the Packers and the Chargers, neither of those teams even won. So, like, chaos has been ruling supreme, so I don't feel great about it.
No, I hear you. Like, my card on Friday had 5 plays, and I loved that card. I parlayed them together. I did a ton of research, 2 and 3. You know, just that's the way it goes. That's sports betting. But I play them again. When I look at this game, I also think one thing you can't quantify is the head coaches and where each team is heading. And look, neither of these teams are good. I get that. But if you're the Jets, you knew it was going to be a long season for the Jets, right? And, well, maybe you could say that about both teams. But the difference is, you know, Aaron Glenn, that great shot of him running down the sidelines last week against the Bucs when they had that blocked field goal for a touchdown and it looked like they were going to win, and he's doing high knees down the sideline. You know that he still feels like he has this team. It's too early for him to have lost them. Whereas with Mike McDaniel, it's just story after story after story. I mean, look at the guy. He looks like he's ready to take a cyanide pill and end it. Like, he's over this team. They're over him. They're not showing up. They don't play hard. Tyreek Hill, whoever it is, wants to be traded. Their secondary is completely different than the one they had last year. They're one of the worst defensive teams and the National Football League. So if you're talking about one team which is motivated versus one team which is not, it's definitely the Jets who are more motivated because they still feel like they're playing for the head coach. I don't know if you can say the same about the Dolphins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They have major culture issues in Miami. So I don't know who they're playing for. Maybe they're just playing for themselves at this point. But I do think from a prop standpoint, as far as plays that like we're going to play in this game, let's start with Justin Fields, because I do think he is a big X factor in this game. You mentioned this, the fact that you can get plus 250 on him to score a touchdown, plus 240. That's a great play. You know, he has been a touchdown machine. He has hit this in 50% of his games. And we've seen him have big days against the Dolphins. Like, I know the last time he faced the Dolphins, I can't remember if he was on the Steelers or the Bears, but like, he had a massive day in that one. And even if you look at his rushing attempts, it's 8.5. I think that desperation certainly goes into this game handicap. And usually when desperation is a thing, that's mm-hmm. when we see quarterbacks run the ball even more, especially when you have the legs of Justin Fields. We saw him again against the Steelers have 12 carries for 48 yards. His only other game this year was a blowout loss to the Bills. So obviously you're not going to run your quarterback into the ground when you're not, you know, even close to winning the game. But I do think this game is going to be close, and I do think Justin Fields should get a ton of rain in the run game, because why would you not use him? You know, the Dolphins have been susceptible against running quarterbacks, and I do feel like he is the best weapon in your toolbox right now. So why not run him? I think over 8.5 rush attempts is a solid play as well.
Yeah, love that, and especially the anytime touchdown at plus 240 for a running quarterback. Just even if it's not a lot, less than a unit, whatever, a little sprinkle worth your time when it comes to Justin Fields and his legs down in Miami. How about the other game? Bengals at the Broncos. The Broncos are laying 7.5. The Broncos are minus 400 on the money line. The Bengals are plus 310, and the total is 44. I have to say, I am not interested in laying 7.5 with the Broncos. And I don't, this really isn't me trusting Jake Browning for the Bengals, but I will say this. If you look at his history and filling in for Joe Burrow, he's very much hit and miss, which is what you would expect. He looked awful against the Vikings last week, and he faces another big challenge in that Broncos defense. But also, there is the talent there, and there is a receiving core for him to play well, or at least play well enough to keep it within 7.5 points. And not only that, on the other side, even though the Bengals defense is not very strong this year, can Bo Nix take advantage of that? I'm not quite so sure. He was definitely better than we all expected last year during his rookie season, but he hasn't taken that next step this year. Can he score enough points to get the Broncos over the hump and have them win by more than 8 points? I don't know if I see that. I would lead Bengals here.
Right, because based on what we've seen this season, this does not look like a Broncos team that's capable of blowing people out. Like, I understand you see, like, the first game of the season, you're like, oh, they beat the Titans by 8. Have you seen the Titans lately? The Titans are a terrible team. And plus, they only scored 20 points in that game. And I think the most alarming part of Bo Nix is the fact that he has had time to throw. He is playing behind one of the best offensive lines in football, and he's still not making the throws. As opposed to Jake Browning, who I know doesn't have good numbers, but also he's playing behind one of the worst offensive lines in football. So it's just not an apples-to-apples comparison, because Jake Browning is just playing with far less in front of him. And that's the question. Even if you have great receiving tools like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, if you don't have time to get the ball down the field, you can't take full advantage of guys like that. And plus, on the secondary, Pat Surtain, the second reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year, is probably going to be tasked with slowing down Ja'Marr Chase. even though in the last matchup, Ja'Marr Chase had his way with him. But remember, that was a game in which Joe Burrow was the starting quarterback. So this is a tough one for me. I think at the end of the day, in no world am I like 7.5 with the Broncos. I think it's going to be a stay away from me.
Yeah, me too. I will say I would also lean towards the under in this game. And, you know, we mentioned the Broncos defense. It should be better than what we've seen thus far. I think they can mitigate the effectiveness of Jake Browning and Bo Nix. Will he light up the scoreboard? I don't think so. We know primetime unders, they hit more than 60% of the time. They have for the past 4 years. So in the other game, I like the over. I think we see some points based on the skill sets of each offensive, you know, offensive team, Dolphins and Jets. But here in the Mile High City, where defenses tend to dominate and where I think we can see Patrick Surtain lock down Ja'Marr Chase, at least with Jake Browning under center, and where I don't know if I trust Bo Nix to really go to town, then I would lean under here. Do you like any props in this game?
I think if you're looking at somebody, and if you do believe in the Broncos, I think J.K. Dobbins is probably the play. He's had a relatively high ceiling this year, 63, 76, and 83 yards, averaging 5.4 yards per carry this season. I think that's the play if you think this game gets out of hand. The Bengals have not been especially stout on the defense in any way, shape, or fashion, and it does feel like J.K. Dobbins has the lion's share of the targets when it comes to attempts as a running back. Plus, tonight you get him at, 64.5. I think you hit the over there.
One other one I'm curious about, and it's tough with Jake Browning at quarterback, but if you think that the Broncos are going to focus on Ja'Marr Chase along with Surtain, and they probably should, then maybe you look at T. Higgins, maybe his yardage prop or an anytime touchdown plus 275. Do they pivot there because of the focus on Chase? Maybe so, but you are getting some plus money and maybe something worth a look. Coming up next year on the show, it is a new week, so we are ready to get in the win column on this Monday, find out what the Dogster is up to. It is next on The Daily Tip. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.